Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Chasing Excellence with Honora. It is episode 8 and I am truly honored to be your host once again on this beautiful show. Thank you for the support. I've seen it all. Now, if you're new here, just know that my podcast is available on most platforms like Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Please listen, support, comment, ask questions, and, you know, do whatever you want to do. It's a free space. Okay, now, I know the last time we talked, we said we're going to be evolving from, you know, 5 minutes to a 10-minute duration. We're going to keep to that. A new topic every 2 weeks, we're going to keep to that. And our topic today is more of a question, and it is nature or nurture. Let me say that again. Nature or nurture. We are going to be looking at the definition of both of these words so we can understand from what aspect we're coming from. And we're also going to be looking at environment or family. In conclusion, basically what we're going to be talking about is self-identity. I am really excited because this is one of the topics that so many people have been pushing me to do, just put it that way, because the core of teenagehood is about finding who exactly you are, and we don't want to go further into discussions like anxiety or depression or things in the world without first knowing who we are and how the environment and the factors like around us affect who we are. This is going to be a fun episode, so relax, get your popcorn, get everything you want to get, and let us dive into who we are. You know, sometimes we underestimate the hold society has on us, like not just teenagers now, everybody. Like, I know when I scroll on Instagram, I see most, like, you know how the TikTok videos where you see people asking questions like, oh, did you know your boyfriend for like $100 and stuff like that? When we get to the core of these problems, we find out that most teenagers, if not all, no offense even to myself, are caring just about the surface. Like, we don't really think too deeply about what we want in life. If I was one of those interviewers, like, right there, and instead of asking questions like, oh, would you cheat on your boyfriend for $100, I would ask a question like, who are you? And I want to know what the answer would be. I'm curious to know, because if you don't understand the question or the depth of that question, then you cannot answer the question. Because now you answer the question on the surface. Because if you, with everything going on, and another person just comes in and says, who are you? They're going to look at you like, what are you saying? What do you mean, who am I? Like, that's the surface. Like, oh, okay, my name is this. I do this for a living, blah, blah, blah. That's the answer you get. No one ever really thinks, oh, it's something deep. Why? Because everything now that we're looking at is based on surface things. Social media, Instagram likes, TikTok likes, how many followers you got. Are you a social media influencer? That is all questions you get from our generation. I saw on a platform the other day that this generation is cursed. I'm like, wait, what? And it turns out the person posting this generation is cursed is actually part of the generation. Like, what is going on? Right? So we ourselves know that we do not think too deeply about certain things. We only care about the surface. So what can we do to change that when we already know the problem? If we already know the problem, then we can know the solution to that problem. And that what brings us to, who are you?
So like I said before, basically when we know the problem, we would be able to pave a pathway to create the solution to the problem. You know, in the world where social media is basically at the heart of everything we do, who are you is a question one must ask. Because have you ever wondered why someone who was thought to be moral and just turns out bad? I don't want to use specific words. That's why I use the word bad, because apparently guidelines for many apps these days prevent us from being as blunt as possible, mental health and all. I understand people are not strong enough, but the truth is this generation is very, very fragile, and we need to face that. Now, I'm not saying that the loss of self-identity is the only problem we have. No, don't get me wrong. But it's definitely one of the problems that we want to address. And how can we start doing that? By creating an awareness amongst all teenagers. Not only teenagers at this point, just generation. Now, I know people might say, oh, do you think other people haven't done that before? Or do you think this hasn't been done before? I feel, like they always say, the change begins with you, right? I feel that most people who are listening to this right now will see how beneficial it can be to their lives. And then as soon as they realize that it will be harmful to only keep this information to themselves and not share, they would then know that it is the right thing to share with other teenagers. And as that goes on, one teenager to another teenager, and that is where you see a slight change. You probably might not see everything change overnight. No, that's not possible, but we will definitely see something. Because I don't know, I can't remember where I heard this from, but it was a story apparently about a man who needed help, and his helper came and helped him, and the man was like, oh, how can I repay you? And the helper, oh, you don't have to do anything, just help 5 other people. And an opportunity came for the man to help 5 other people, and he did. And he told those 5 people, oh, if you have a chance, help 5 other people. And that's how the chain went on and wasn't broken. Don't you think the world would be a much better place? Don't you think so? And that is exactly the point I'm trying to prove here. If one teenager listens to this, or any other podcast that talks about this, or any other news station, anything at all that talks about something that can help us and shares it with one another, don't you think there'll be a slight change in everything we do? That is exactly what we're talking about. Now, who are you basically is self-identity, right? So how does nature or nurture contribute to this self-identity? Now, nature basically is, according to Google, is the innate or essential qualities or character of a person or animal. In this case, we're talking about persons, right? And then when we look at nurture, we're looking at care for and encourage the growth or development of the process of caring for and encouraging the growth or development of someone or something. These two things are what contribute to the phrase self-identity. Now, of course, when they ask you a question, who are you? You can't just know the answer to that. Like I said, is deeper than that. You gotta really think about who you are as a person. And that is very important. That is why I'm not going to stop here for this particular topic. There's on my next episode, there's going to be self-identity part 2, so that we can really understand what we're saying. I'm not saying after this episode or after my next episode you're gonna know who you are. That is definitely for you to figure out. But it is definitely a step towards doing the right thing and towards finding the answer to that question.
First, I feel like I've said the word definitely a million times. My bad, but it's okay. So, one question I want to leave y'all with today is family or society? So, do you think your family's trainings and morals that they've instilled in you is enough to contribute to your self-identity? Or do you think that society can change that part of you, can take away those morals and change your identity as a whole? What do you think? Some people might say, oh, my family's training is strong enough. Some people might say, nah, society will change you. Please, what I need to know your answers. Leave your comments down below. Thank you so much for listening. This is Anora, and I'm out.